This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are back with another film review. Myself, Amelia Hilton, and Alan Russell are reviewing Frankenstein by director Guillermo del Toro. Dr. Victor Frankenstein, a brilliant but egotistical scientist, brings a creature to life in a monstrous experiment that ultimately leads to the undoing of both the creator and his tragic creation.
The sunlight pouring through the rose window darkens. Lightning flashes, illuminating the carved, grimacing face behind Victor. Rain pours around the gothic stone tower. Victor pulls a lever. One of the gargantuan batteries glows red. He pours fuel into an engine. Steam rises as massive wheels turn. He cranks up the table holding the patchwork corpse. Bandages bind its feet, groin, hands, and face. As the table rises to vertical, planks with the corpse's arms angle upward like a grotesque crucifix. Several lights on the back of the table glow red, others remain dark. Victor marches into a living space.
Herr Hollander! A storm is coming!
Thank you, Alan Russell, for joining me.
Notice, I'm sure it's going to be a good talking point because it's the brand new shiny film with audio description.
Were you pretty familiar with the tale of Frankenstein and his monster?
Yeah, like from a very early age, I was a big fan of horror films, especially the Hammer films. And, you know, even the way back to watching, not the originals, obviously, but the reruns of, you know, Frankenstein when it was Boris Karloff as the monster and stuff like that. I love the story. And I think, you know, especially today, you know, people wanting to keep their youth, extend their lifespan and so on, that to me kind of creeps into it a little bit. I love the story because it is a bit sci-fi, but if you look kind of beneath that, it's more about sort of Victor Frankenstein's story, you know, his desires when it comes to work. It's a bit about Frankenstein's monster and stuff, and people's reaction to this creature, this new person that they've never seen before. They're immediately scared of him. There's a lot I think you could unpack in this film, probably more than the original film, which just looked at it as a bit of a monster flick, to be honest.
Yeah, I think Guillermo del Toro is a director very famous for trying to bring out the humanity in things that the characters in his world see as monstrous. And that's really emphasised in the first part of the film because you spend quite a lot of time understanding the mentality of Victor Frankenstein and why he becomes so obsessed with chasing this immortality and be able to make this creature. And he's played by Oscar Isaac, who is very good at playing an egotistical, sort of arrogant scientist. But he's also quite charming, which obviously works well because his self-confidence does take you along in the journey.
You really see his character develop and change considerably through it, but you understand why that change in his character happens. The older films of Frankenstein, right back to your Boris Karloff, you know, the monster meets the blind man in the woods living in the cottage, but he doesn't see him visually. So he thinks he just can't speak, and he's a bit of a, you know, bit of a reject, and he welcomes him in and feeds him, waters him, gives him shelter and things like that. So there is a humanity, I suppose, back in the day in those films, but it's brought out so much more. And you make a good point about Victor Frankenstein. His character development is great. I think Guillermo del Toro does have a skill at doing this, and I must admit what attracted me to it first was, yes, it's Frankenstein, it's that story, and I wanted to know how it'd been developed, but also it's kind of filmed in Glasgow and Edinburgh and surrounding areas as well, so a bit of a local theme to it too.
In Edinburgh there's the famous Surgeon's Hall, and this story is set at a time where people could watch live surgeries happen, and understanding of medicine and how bodies work was completely changing. And there were all of these kind of fears and challenges about what this scientific development meant for playing God and dealing with the body, and electricity was coming in. And I think that element of the story is so brilliantly done. And you sort of, I guess this film is a lot about responsibility when you have power, and responsibility when you have technology, and just because you can do things, should you do things.
Victor chains the creature in the lower chamber.
I know you have thoughts. I know you do. Somewhere in there, you have thoughts. Don't you? Something you might want to say, however jumbled, however confused. Something? Am I presuming too much? Yes. This much we have established. That is my name. My name is Victor. Is there anything else that you can say? Anything at all? Anything. Sun. Cold. Rain. Blood. Anything. Boot. Can you say boot?
Victor.
No, yes. How about hand? Can you say hand? Hand!
Victor grabs the creature's wrist. The creature cowers.
Oh. You are afraid of me? You're afraid of me? Why? Why would you be afraid of me? I'm not going to hurt you. I made you. I'm your maker! Stop it!
And I think also the Frankenstein's monster, if you like, being a bit of an outcast who shouldn't be in that land, and the way people perceive him without actually getting to know him or understanding him. There's a lot more about the monster. There's a lot more about Victor Frankenstein themselves, you know, underneath the skin, getting to understand them more than the creepy monster or the mad scientist. There's a greater involvement with them, and I like that.
Who could have done this?
The old man touches one of the bundles.
The spirit of the forest. We should thank him.
Anna Maria touches carvings.
Thank you.
Say, thank you, spirit of the forest.
Thank you, spirit of the forest.
Thank you.
Come.
The creature watches, then withdraws into the gearhouse. He holds a rat cupped in his hand.
Thank you.
He pats his own head.
From then on, I became their invisible guardian, the spirit of the forest. And on occasion, they too extended a small kindness towards me. Clothes. Bread.
At night, he drives in a fence post.
And for a moment, a brief, brief moment, the world and I were at peace.
There's lots of intertwining stories within this that all kind of, they all work together.
All of the characters discover key things about the nature of love and humanity through each other, and some of those findings are really sad and happen sort of too late for some characters. Let's get into the audio description, because it's a very gory sort of body horror film, which I also really liked because it makes so much sense for, you know, you've got a creature that has been cut apart and sewn together using people's bodies, and I feel like they really lean into that side. But how was the sort of scene setting and those sort of more gruesome bits in the audio description?
The audio description copes with it very well. I think it does anyway. Obviously, not being able to see what's on screen, I didn't feel that I was missing anything, because what you hear on screen and what you're told by the audio description does paint a picture of what's going on, and it is not for the squeamish, not for the little ones. You know, a lot of this is all about surgeons and surgery, you know, and creating a, making a body out of other parts of bodies and what you do to bring it to life and so on. And, you know, there's violence in there as well, which is also very graphic. I don't think the violence or the gory stuff in it is there just for effect. I think it actually does help the film. It has to bring a bit of a reality to it as well, and it's that connection again to now that I think it absolutely deserves it. But yes, the audio description in this was very well done.
And out of five life-bringing lightning bolts, what would you rate Frankenstein?
I would give it 4.5.
Solid. I think I'm a 4 out of 5 lightning bolts. But yeah, for fans of gothic tales,
very gothic,
of morality tales, if you want to see some fantastic acting, of which there was a lot, and want to sort of have some questions running around your head afterwards, something that will make you think, we highly recommend Frankenstein. So if you're interested in watching Frankenstein, it is rated 15 and is now available on Netflix with audio description or on Audio Vault. Thank you for joining me once again, Alan Russell, and I'm sure we'll be back with another film review soon.
He's alive.